When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to betfredsports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
3, 2, 1. Let's go.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, hey, welcome to Classic Rock Remixes, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. Say hi to Alon Fong, everybody. They said hi.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for him. I was,
yeah.
Dude, it's our 90s remixes show. I'm so excited. 90s were an interesting time for me. A lot of flannel, a lot of heroin. Not for me, but that's when it sort of came back in vogue. The whole grunge scene liked it. The dance electronic scene exploded. We're talking like The Prodigy and Chemical Brothers and Fat Boy Slim, that big beat sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it just good, an interesting time for rock. I say interesting for me because I grew up in the hair metal 80s band days. So I like Guns N' Roses and Van Halen and stuff like that. And grunge effectively killed that genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate and love the bands of the decade now, but at the time I wasn't into the whole depression heroin thing. I didn't get it, lyrically speaking. But now I dig him and respect him and big fan of many of the bands. So without further ado, one of the biggest songs of the 90s, it is a party classic from 1997. In fact, my first three songs all are from 1997. I didn't realize that until I did this research. So here we go. This is song 2, The Vengeance Remix from Blur.
No, it's your first song.
Yes, it's song 2.
Yeah, it's your first song.
Yeah, my first song is song 2.
Who's on first?
What's on second?
Whee!
I don't know.
Third base.
Woo!
This was before Ric Flair.
Woo! Long after Ric Flair.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I'm going to go to 1999, and I'm not talking Prince either. I got the DJ Scooter remix of Blink-182, All the Small Things. See what you think.
Always, I know you'll be
that was DJ Scooter Remix, Blink 182, All the Small Things. Alon, do you realize that this is, I think, our 8th installment of the Classic Rock Remix series that we've done? We do a lot of podcasts. They're all at whatshotitsc.com. But we've been doing these. This is our 2nd of the 90s, but we've done a bunch of these, and you can catch them all at our website, whatshotitsc.com. Just click on the Classic Rock Remix icon. It'll bring them all up. You're counting on your fingers, so I'll double-check that before the next song ends.
I think it was 9, but I could be wrong. Hey, it's my second track, also from 1997. Danny, I love the original so much of this track, and I even dove down the SoundCloud and YouTube rabbit hole to try and see if there's any new remixes that were better, and I couldn't find any. So This is my favorite remix of Everlong, Foo Fighters. This is the Xristo remix, X-R-I-S-T-O remix.
I'm guessing it's Christo. It's kind of like how people spell Christmas, Xmas.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's Crisco. Christo, right. Christo, not Crisco. Christo. Yeah,
Christo.
I like that. And by the way, it is 8. I just looked up whatshotitsc.com. We've got two of them from the 80s. We've got one from the 90s, one from the 2000s. We have a 50s-60s combination, a 60s-70s combination, and just a 70s.
Oh,
so it is 8, and again, they're all right there. And we try to have a little bit of fun, man. The 90s, as you say, fun time, man, fun time. Can we go to my next one? Let's see. My pick, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can we do a Nirvana song?
Please, I love Nirvana.
Come As You Are, Darth and Vader remix. Not Darth Vader, Darth and Vader. Get the gist of it, right? So we can't play the whole versions of all these songs, but we're just playing little snippets, and then your challenge is to get on SoundCloud and everywhere else and all of your remix services and see if you can find those. Challenge.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted, DJs. Go find them. Hey, so this next track has a long and sordid history, Danny. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so the track is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve, but it was sued because it used a big sample from the Rolling Stones the last time, right? That was had all the symphonic parts by the Andrew Oldham Orchestra. The rights were owned by Decca Records, but Alan Klein, the manager of the Rolling Stones, blocked that and said no, as so all the profits went to the Rolling Stones, to Mick and Keith. Eventually, when one of the key songwriters for The Verve passed away, Alan Klein went back to The Verve and the passed away member's son, and then they gave the rights over to the singer Richard Ashcroft. So eventually they were able to make money off it. But yeah, so it came from the last time, the Rolling Stones. This is Bittersweet Symphony, the Christopher Adolfo remix.
Go. Oh man, we are having some fun doing some 90s classic remixes, man, classic rock remixes. We're five down, we got five more to go. Hang tight.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pistachio Cream Cold Brew. Silky Pistachio Cream Cold Foam tops our bold, smooth cold brew for a delicious twist on a favorite winter flavor. Make today a good day. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At The Home Depot, we're dedicated to helping you build the skills that get your home projects done right. That's why we offer free and interactive online DIY workshops. During the live streams, our knowledgeable associates help you tackle your DIY projects no matter your age or skill level. You can learn how to install new single pole switches, as well as standard duplex and GFCI outlets. Register for free at homedepot.com/workshops. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome back to Classic Rock Remixes, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. We got five more picks to go in our Classic Rock 90s series. I'm Danny Myers, that is Alon Fong, and I want to tell you, before I get into this, I had so much fun in the 90s. 90s, I think, of all of the years I've been DJing since 73, 74, somewhere around in there. Right. So, I mean, I went through the whole disco era and everything else, and I think the coolest thing about 90s was that was, at least here in Ohio, the strong point of EDM, which everything with a 4/4 beat was called techno at the time. Techno. Mm-hmm. Everything was techno. Mm-hmm. And I think it was 94, I started at a bar that was all techno. And I didn't really know it that well, but they had a decent music library. Of course, CDs and records I'm talking about, not computers. And it was really cool, just the energy. So many songs that they did cover, and that had techno versions of everything. I remember playing the techno remix of the Always Coca-Cola song, and the crowd would go nuts. I mean, anything that had a 4-4 beat to it, it didn't even matter. I mean, I played some stuff that I'll listen to now and go, how in the hell did that work? But they screamed, and the one fun thing was, it was probably because everybody was rolling on X. You know how you can always tell when somebody's rolling on X?
How, Danny?
Okay, strobe lights. And I told this to my boss, and I proved it to him. If you want to find out who in the crowd is rolling on X, hit your strobe lights, and they all put their hands up in the air. At least that was the story back in the 90s. And I started doing that, and I told some people, and then I realized that I was tipping off the ecstasy dealers. Oh, they want some.
You got to cut.
So yeah, it worked. But anyway, enough of my long story. What do you think, man? What you were?
No, I got started in the mid 90s, and I think for me that was sort of the beginning of open format, right? And also there was a big shift in radio that started going really genre specific, which I think is bad for music. I liked it better when radio stations played all different genres. Like, but in the 70s and 80s, when we were growing up, you could hear the Stones, you could hear the Temptations, you could hear everything on one radio station, right? You don't really hear that as much anymore. And back then, so for me, my introduction into dance music, EDM, techno was like Labouche, My Lover, and
Being
My Lover, and stuff like that. And I remember Insomnia, Faithless, making a big imprint. And then what blew my mind was the bands I mentioned at the early part was the big beat stuff. The Prodigy absolutely blew my mind because they were kind of rock, kind of EDM. Same with Fatboy Slim and the samples he was using, Chemical Brothers, Crystal Method, just so much good stuff in the mid to late 90s as well. So, yeah, no, I think it was a really interesting time for music because of the technology, obviously dance music started to flourish and you started getting so many more different sounds because the electronic capabilities for production were getting better and they could mimic real instruments better. So, anyways.
The birth of Danny, sequencing.
See, there we go. Sequence. Thank you. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
He's there.
Well, let's see. I'm going to take it back to 1999. And no, I'm not talking Prince. No, we're not starting the show back over.
What? Deja vu.
Yeah. Weezer, Island in the Sun, the MMP rock refix. On your next song, one of my all-time favorite songs.
Really?
Yeah, I remember when this song came out, I couldn't play it enough.
Yeah, it's a great track. It crossed over because it was in that movie with Angelina Jolie about the hackers. I think it was called Hackers, I think. But it was on that soundtrack. And anyway, real quick story about how I found this remix. So the song we're talking about, let me go back, is Connected by the Stereo MCs. Came out in 1992. Then it was featured in some soundtracks. So it keeps popping back up and you'll know it when you hear it. You may not know the name of it. How I found this remix, one of our Panda DJs, Shanna Lee, who was in the Hustler magazine article with me and was the DJ at Hustler in Las Vegas. Great DJ. She posted a video just talking to us. And in the background, I heard this and I'm like, oh my God, someone remixed Connected. That sounds amazing. So I said, girl, hit me up, send me that track. And she did. And this is it. This is Connected, Gordon Doyle bootleg, Stereo MCs. The writing's on the wall.
There we go. You know what? Shows like this, and this always does this to me, whenever we do our classic rock show, they remind me of the original so much that a lot of times, just because I heard the remix, I still go back to the club and I'll play the original nowadays. But yeah, that's one that I kind of almost forgot about. And when I go to work next, I'm playing the original.
Do it. The original is great too.
I will. That sampled Jimmy Bo Horn's Let Me. So if you're trying to figure out where you heard that's from.
Let Me Be Your Lover is the subtitle of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was Let Me and then in parentheses Be My Lover. Yeah. Okay, Alon. Oh, it's my turn. It's my turn. I'm getting ready to give you another one, man. What the hell am I doing here?
I'll take another one. You're going to 94, though, right?
Yes, I'm going to 1994. Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. The Dominatrix remix.
Sounds submissive.
I just found that remix the other day, actually.
It's so really good.
I had not heard that before. So
I like that a lot.
So, Alon, you're gonna play a song from a band that was named after a bunch of rowdy kids at Halloween.
Yeah. They were Smashing Pumpkins is what they were.
They were.
And that's the name of the band. You're, of course, talking about Billy Corgan's band from Chi-Town, Chicago.
Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
In fact, quick short story. I went to see in 2001, just when I started at Cahoots, me and the VIP host went up to Chicago. He went with me to go check out Living Color on their reunion tour in 2001. They played the Metro and we went out to dinner and we were walking through Chicago to go find a place to eat. They're sitting in the window at a restaurant with Billy Corgan. We stopped, looked, went, holy shit. That's, and it kind of looked like, oh God, someone recognized me from outside. We kept walking. We didn't bother him. We didn't start banging on the Billy. Can you score us some age? No, we didn't do that. So,
you're like the guy in Emilio. And I was there.
So this is that song. You know the song I'm talking about, right? It's got you know, despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. The song is not called Rat in a Cage. It's not called Despite All My Rage. No, it's called Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Makes sense to me. This is the Heavy Grinder remix.
Spy on my radar, I'm still just a rat.
You like that one, Heavy Grinder, man. She's amazing. She really is. I think she did a lot of rock remixes. She did that, The Tool and Danzig. Pantera. She did, was it Mother? She did Mother.
Mother, she did Pantera.
Yeah, she did some really, really good ones.
Korn.
And one bad one, but we won't talk about that. No. We did on one of our other shows, so if you really want to know, you can go back and listen to that. But most of her remixes are really badass, especially The Tool. Because she's inspired by Tool, from what I hear.
She's a tool. That was 1995. Danny's taking you to 1996.
We have one song left.
One song left.
1996. Got a song by Sublime. You want to know what I got?
Encore une fois, if you play.
You know what I got?
What you got?
What I got?
What you want?
The MMP Hip Hop Refix of What I Got?
Don't be Sublime, Danny.
We'll be here all week.
Not for much longer with jokes like that.
Rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette. I'll strap shoes on my feet. Got to find the reason. Reason things went wrong. Got to find the reason why my money's all gone. I got a damnation.
And that's why we're DJs and not comedians, by the way. Now you just learned that. Man, that was fun. What's hot in the strip clubs? Classic rock remixes, man. You guys, like I say, that was our eighth show, so check them all out. What'shotitsc.com. Whole lot of fun. We keep doing these shows. We got a show every week, Pantheon Podcast Network. Great job putting our shows out for all of you to hear and check out. So, Alan Fong, any final thoughts? And what are we going to do for the next one? Because we've already gone through 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 00s.
Well, I guess we can do OOs one more time.
Then we can do OOs one more. Oh, I got a lot of OOs.
Oh. I like to give OOs. Always giving you throwback fire for your sets, y'all. That's what we try to do. Got to throw it back, right? Take a left turn, give them something different, something a little bit older. Let the party rock. Let it continue from decade to decade. We're bringing it here. What's
up? Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alan Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
At the Home Depot, we're dedicated to helping you build the skills that get your home projects done right. That's why we offer free and interactive online DIY workshops. During the live streams, our knowledgeable associates help you tackle your DIY projects no matter your age or skill level. You can learn how to install new single pole switches, as well as standard duplex and GFCI outlets. Register for free at homedepot.com/workshops. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com. Pantheon.com. Code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.